Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lane Bajardi, and here are today's top local stories. Charges filed and new information today about the discovery of a woman's body in a bag in Kips Bay. 1010 Winds newsman Mac Rosenberg joins us live now with the very latest. Mac.
Lane, 55-year-old Chad Irish faces multiple charges, including concealment of a human corpse. Flowers, candles, and cards make a makeshift memorial near where Yasmeen Williams was murdered. And surveillance video shows a man in a wheelchair dragging the body in a plastic bag. There was an angry crowd gathered while Irish was being arrested on Monday. This death has been ruled a homicide. Mayor Adams calls the crime inhumane. Yasmeen Williams was just about to start a new job at the city housing department. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Kips Bay.
Harvey Weinstein back in court today as his attorneys tangled with prosecutors who are looking to put him back on trial.
Prosecutors told the court that women have come forward who say they were raped by Harvey Weinstein. They're interviewing and investigating and determining whether they fall within the statute of limitations. Defense attorney Arthur Idala asking, where's the case?
Forget about it, it's Harvey Weinstein. If it's any citizen, you're not supposed to say, I got this guy here, let me go try to find a crime.
Weinstein's conviction was overturned earlier this year. He remains in prison following a rape conviction in L.A. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Closing arguments continuing today in the corruption trial of Senator Bob Menendez. Prosecutors charging the New Jersey Democrat engaged in wildly abnormal behavior in response to the bribes he allegedly collected. An assistant U.S. attorney highlighting an attempt by Menendez to influence the former state attorney general to drop a criminal case against one of the men accused of paying him bribes. Menendez has denied the charges, claimed he didn't need to take the stand in his own defense because the government failed to make its case against him. A jury will likely decide later this week. Another big name in New Jersey politics in court today to face corruption charges, South Jersey power broker George Norcross in court, pleading not guilty to racketeering. He's accused of using his considerable political power to literally write the rules for redevelopment in Camden to his advantage and threatening people who refused to sell their properties to him. The Norcross indictment was brought by State Attorney General Matt Platkin. Both are Democrats. Amid calls to expand hours and lifeguard coverage at city beaches following deaths in the water, the mayor responding today.
Despite the tragedies, Mayor Adams said extending lifeguard hours is not an option.
Our hours are similar to other large cities across America. And so I think it's more about education.
And not swimming when a lifeguard isn't present. Deputy Mayor Mira Joshi said the NYPD and FDNY use drones to survey the water and beaches are patrolled after 6 p.m.
The PEP officers are on duty. They are on the beaches. They are letting people know about the dangers of going into the water when there is no lifeguard.
The city has managed to hire 800 lifeguards this season, but it is still not enough. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
Driverless shuttles are coming to JFK. The moving boxes will be carrying people around airport parking lots next week as part of a pilot program. These shuttles carry 8 passengers. They'll be moving them along for free for anyone who dares. Though autonomous, the shuttles will have onboard safety agents for the trial run. Call it tourism with a difference.
Starting next week, for 1 month only, if you're a good, ecologically minded tourist, you'll get rewarded. The city's tourist board is rolling out a program that will hand out things like free lunches, coffees, glasses of wine, or even kayak rentals to those who participate in things like picking up litter, traveling via public transportation, or biking around town. 24 organizations have signed up to provide incentives for the trial run.
Another fire in a Bed-Stuy apartment building that may be connected to a lithium-ion e-bike battery. The investigation into the cause continues this afternoon.
FDNY hazmat units on the scene here investigating the cause of the blaze here at 128 Lewis Avenue. This is a 15-story building. A neighbor saying they've been concerned about e-bikes in the building. Family briefly trapped in the second floor. The Red Cross saying they made it out with minor injuries, but the family dog did not get out. Andre woken up by the screams of fire.
Yeah, and they said that the building was on fire, and I got up because, you know, I got my son up there.
What floor are you on?
I'm on 10. I mean, I'm lying. I'm 7. I'm on 7.
Okay.
We thought it was above us, but we didn't know it was on the bottom. I just heard that the dog didn't make it out. Everybody else made it out.
And those here tell me there was another small fire in the hallway of the top floor just a couple of weeks ago. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Bed-Stuy.
The New Jersey Forest Fire Service says that wildfire sparked by fireworks is now 90% contained. Nearly 7 miles burned in the pinelands of Wharton State Forest down in Tabernacle. They've been working this fire since Friday morning. It's a pretty remote area in South Jersey, so no injuries or property damage reported. Winds News Time 224, Art Heist. On Long Island, cops trying to track down thieves who broke into a storage facility.
Sasha Giordano, the director of the Hofstra University Museum of Art, says art is magical and emotional for those who own pieces.
You know, people are deeply, deeply attached to the art that they have in their homes and in their collections. So I'm sure these people are devastated.
$17,000 worth of art was stolen, police say, from a storage unit in North Sea. The pieces featured birds, trees, and flowers. Authorities say there is a reward for information that leads to an arrest. Giordano says there is an underground market for stolen art.
The thing that is concerning is that when something is stolen and it's kind of sold on one of these kind of underground markets, you know, it goes into hiding. So we have no records and it does basically disappear.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.